It's Wednesday, April 6th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Suspected Muslim Fulani militants killed 4 people last week, including a pastor and 2 women in Nigeria's Benue state. Christian Solidarity International released a new report on the continued terror and mass displacement in Nigeria's Middle Belt region. The report documented the destruction of homes, farmland, churches, and an orphanage, the slaughter of many children, and the mass kidnapping of people for ransom. The report concluded, quote, "Well-armed Fulani militia frequently attack villages in the Middle Belt. The violence has displaced millions and appears designed to reduce the number of indigenous Christians in the region. Inasmuch as the attacks are intended to destroy ethno-religious communities, they may rise to the level of ethnic cleansing or even genocide," end quote. Please pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters in Nigeria. Jeremiah 10, verse 25 says, "Pour out your fury on the Gentiles who do not know you, and on the families who do not call on your name, for they have eaten up Jacob, devoured him, and consumed him, and made his dwelling place desolate." Ukrainian towns like Buka are bearing grim stories of war as Russia withdraws troops. Ukrainian officials reported the discovery of 400 civilian bodies. The International Criminal Court has opened an investigation into atrocities committed in Ukraine. As many countries sanction Russia, economists anticipate that Russia's economy will contract by 8% this year and that the country's inflation will reach 20%. Last week, authorities in Alberta, Canada, finally released Pastor Artur Pulauski, who has been in custody for nearly 2 months. Officials arrested Pulauski last month for simply speaking to a group of Canadian truckers who were protesting the government's COVID shot mandate. Watch a video through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com, in which his son and brother explain his unjustified arrest and the bleak prison conditions which he endured. Police also arrested Pulauski last year for holding in-person worship services in violation of COVID-19 restrictions. Members of the group Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising recently rescued and buried the remains of over 100 babies killed in abortion at the infamous Surges Center in Washington, D.C. 5 babies were so developed that the pro-lifers suspected the abortionist killed the babies during or after birth. The pro-lifers took the bodies of the babies to the police and to the D.C. Medical Examiner's Office. However, the Medical Examiner's Office has declined to take action. LifeSite News has organized a petition for the Department of Justice to investigate the D.C. abortion mill. You can sign the petition through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. March was Women's History Month. As pop culture celebrates the modern woman's departure from traditional feminine characteristics, what do most ordinary women think? The U.S. Adult Sexual Behaviors and Attitudes Survey from Deseret News found that 61% of women identified as very feminine. Women who identified as very feminine reported better financial situations, personal health, general happiness, and life satisfaction. High feminine females were also more likely to marry and have fulfilling marriages, and they were more likely to describe themselves as able to take risks, manage uncertainty, and self-regulate. Proverbs 31 verses 10 and 30 says, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." Last week, President Joe Biden ordered the release of 1 million barrels of oil per day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in response to rising gas prices. It's the largest release from the Emergency Oil Reserve. Yet, the president continues to block U.S. oil companies from drilling at almost every turn. Meanwhile, food prices are also going up. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's food price outlook for 2022 predicts all food prices will go up between 4.5% and 5.5%. And finally, an international team of scientists announced last week that they have created the most complete map of the human genome. Scientists attempted to create the human reference genome 20 years ago, but it was missing about 8% of the genome. Now, with new technology, the latest project presents a 3.055 billion base pair sequence of a human genome. The sequence fills gaps in the previous work, adding 200 million more base pairs. Scientists hope the better picture of the genome will allow for medical discoveries in aging, cancer, and heart disease. Psalm 139, verse 14 says, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, April 6th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.